And welcome to Issues and Answers, your weekly public affairs show on Western Colorado Town Square Media radio stations. My name is Nate Wild, and I'm joined by Jackie Sievers. She's the Director of Community Resource Network Implementation. How's it going, Jackie?
Very well, thank you.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we understand that Quality Health Network, the Health Information Exchange for Western Colorado, is launching a new platform called Community Resource Network, or CRN. It's a community information exchange. Can you tell us what the platform does exactly?
CRN connects providers, case managers from the medical, behavioral health, and social sectors. So what that means is everyone who's serving an individual can work from a shared profile. They can communicate with each other. They can see updates in real time. They can send and receive referrals and see the progress of those referrals. So it really expedites assistance to people and gives a whole person picture of health.
Okay, well, that's excellent. How will the CRN, the Community Resource Network, help streamline the process of social, behavioral health, and medical organizations in our region?
Right now, as people are making referrals between agencies, they have to do that either by phone, or the person being served has to go from place to place, or by fax. And with CRN, all that can be done within the platform, and it's very quick. So you can send a referral and, again, see the real-time progress of what's happening with that. That makes the whole process faster and smoother for both the people using the system as well as the people being served. And then those real-time updates allow people to see what's happening with the individual and respond very quickly.
Okay, well, that sounds excellent. Definitely going to help a lot of people out and make things easier, it sounds like. How does the platform benefit the people those agencies are serving?
So the individuals can provide an update to one person that they're working with, and then everyone who's part of their CRN team will receive that update, so they don't have to go around and give everyone new information. There's also a way to share documents. So if a person chooses, they could upload a new insurance card, for example, and then all of the people they're working with have access to that.
Okay, excellent. Once again, we're talking to Jackie Sievers. She's the Director of Community Resource Network Implementation. We're talking about just that, CRN. So, Jackie, you've been beta testing the site for the past 6 months or so. What Mesa County agencies have been testing it?
Our beta testers were Hilltop, the Grand Junction Housing Authority, Department of Human Services, Center for Independence, and St. Mary's. And their help was invaluable in developing a solution that would meet our community's needs.
Okay, that's excellent. So tell me more about this. Now that it's live, is the platform growing beyond Mesa County or sticking around here?
CRN is expanding beyond Mesa County. So the Roaring Fork Valley and Steamboat area hope to go live this fall. And Delta County has also formed a collaborative to explore CRN as a solution.
Okay, that's great. And it all started here in Mesa County, correct?
It did.
All right, so we're making grounds here and expanding. That's so great to hear. So I imagine a system of this magnitude didn't just happen overnight. Can you tell us about how it came to fruition?
Mm-hmm. So CRN is a collaborative project. So we had community members from the medical, behavioral, health, and social sectors join us, and it's been 3 years in the making. So these stakeholders identified what challenges they were having, what they thought would really streamline services and expedite assistance. And that was the building blocks of CRN.
All right, excellent. And remind me once again, which agencies have been beta testing the CRN?
That's been St. Mary's, Hilltop, the Grand Junction Housing Authority, Center for Independence, and Department of Human Services.
Okay, and now we're expanding to the Roaring Fork Valley and Steamboat, and those are going to be implementing the resource exchange, the resource network soon, you said.
Mm-hmm. Yep, this fall.
That's great. So what are you hearing from your early adopters of the platform?
We're hearing that the system is easy to use. It's quick to get somebody in and make a referral. People are very excited about those real-time updates and the referral updates, as well as being able to have those documents available to the care team.
That's so excellent. Once again, we're talking to Jackie Sievers. She's the Director of Community Resource Network Implementation. That's what we're talking about today here on Issues and Answers. Community Resource Network, for short, is CRN. I'm sure you'll be hearing about it quite a bit. So I can imagine as the system grows, it'll be even more advantageous to our community, right?
It will. So the more agencies and organizations and people we have in the system, the more advantageous it is. And then we can also really provide some meaningful information to our network partners about how to better assist people in our community.
That's great. So if people want to learn more about CRN, where do they go? Is there a website? Where do they find information about this?
Mm-hmm. They can visit our website at communityresourcenet.org. And there's a host of information as well as a video that they can watch to learn more.
Excellent. Once again, we're talking to Jackie Sievers. She's the Director of Community Resource Network Implementation here in Mesa County. Now, for those just tuning in, can you once again just kind of explain what CRN is? It's kind of tough to wrap your mind around. You know what I mean? It's just such a unique thing.
It is. So CRN is a secure social information platform that connects medical, behavioral health, and social organizations and providers. So what that means is all of those people that are serving an individual can communicate with each other, can receive updates, can refer to one another, and have real-time information. And that's going to benefit the person being served.
This is so great to hear. I've never really heard of anything like this before. And the fact that, you know, it's starting in Mesa County and it's growing so quickly, you know, you've been working on it for so long. Remind me how long it's taken to launch this platform?
Been in discussion for 3 years and been in development. We started beta testing in January of this year.
Okay, so yeah, that's, you've been testing, started in January, so 7-8 months just testing it and 3 years developing it. So it sounds like it's going to be, quite impressive, you know, and very convenient to those that might, you know, need something like that here in Mesa County and, you know, Western Colorado, I guess, as a whole, as it sounds like it's growing, it's expanding, and all these other regions around Colorado are beginning to work on implementing it and, you know, taking advantage of the convenience, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, our network partners are very excited, and we have a lot of interest from people who want to become network partners. And in addition to the convenience, it really allows people to focus on where they can be most helpful, and that's going to improve quality of care.
All right. Well, once again, we're talking to Jackie Sievers. She's the Director of Community Resource Network Implementation here in Mesa County. It's a new platform that basically streamlines the process for social, behavioral health, and medical organizations here in Western Colorado. So making things more convenient to those who, you know, might need it to be more convenient. Jackie, remind me once again where people can go to get more info about CRN.
They can visit our website at communityresourcenet.org and find information, brochures, and a video.
Okay. Now, is this what exactly is the platform? Is it like an app? I'm still trying to wrap my head around it.
It's web-based.
Okay.
So users go to a web page and they enter into the secure platform from there, and it also then connects with Quality Health Network or QHN for those users who have that access.
Okay, very cool. And the website that you gave me earlier is the website they're going to be going to, correct?
That's where you can go to get more information. And then for our network partners, they can actually log in from that site as well.
Oh, I understand. Okay, this is a very unique thing. Very cool. It's Jackie Sievers. We're talking about CRN. You may have heard of it. You may not have, but by now you have. It's the Community Resource Network. Jackie, thanks so much for joining us on Issues and Answers. And give me that that website one more time, if you could.
CommunityResourceNet.org.
All right. Thanks so much, Jackie.
Thank you for having me.